It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, the split legislature has reached a consensus on the budget. Details still remain pretty vague, but IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell is here, as she is most Monday mornings. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
Now, the state budget, as we just said, it's been figured out, we think. K through 12 funding also looks set. What's going to get cut?
Well, it's a little too early to answer that, but in general, we can say that next year's state budget is largely a status quo budget, no big raises for anyone. I can say that early on, the head of the Senate Appropriations Committee, that's Senator Bob Dvorsky, he said next year's budget will be difficult. As you know, they had to scale it back based on new estimates of tax receipts. Now he's saying it's an ugly budget. In general, state agencies will get at least as much as last year, but out of that, they have to pay for raises for state workers. So Senator Dvorsky is not ruling out layoffs in some state agencies to cover that.
One of the things that surprised me last week was seeing water quality pop up on the House calendar. Do you have any kind of update on what's going on with water quality?
Well, the House Republicans have a bill out there now with what they're calling, and I think it's true that this would be historic levels of funding for water quality. You and I have been talking about how cleaning up the water has reached a kind of political imperative this year. One crucial point is that while Republicans are going to set aside money for water quality, it's all going to come from existing programs, and that's a problem for Democrats. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronsdahl.
I would say probably the biggest concern about both their plan and the governor's plan is it takes money away from K through 12 education.
Now, Democrats favor raising taxes for soil and water conservation. There's a proposed 3/8 cent sales tax. Iowa voters have approved that as a constitutional amendment. So that would be a constitutionally protected fund that couldn't be used for anything else. But we're not going to see a tax increase for this year. And maybe never, as long as there's divided government.
All right. A lot of bills have been crossing Governor Terry Branstad's desk. What's worth noting that he signed?
Well, one of the bill signings did draw a crowd this past week. It's the bill that increases access to a drug called naloxone. And that's a drug that is given to someone who has overdosed on opioids. And it will counteract the overdose and in some instances keep it from being fatal. There's a group in the Quad Cities that's advocating for families who have lost loved ones to opioid overdoses. That group is called Quad Cities Harm Reduction. Renee Dickerson is with that group. She came to the bill signing. She says naloxone should be as easy to get as any over-the-counter drug.
We would love to see it on CVS store shelves or Walgreens, like in other states. It's not harmful. You can't be addicted to it. It has no street value.
The bill, however, just lets first responders carry the drug with them.
All right. What are Democrats and Republicans compromising on this year? It is an election year, after all.
Well, there have been the usual amount of bills that pass one chamber with virtually no expectation of action in the other chamber, no real intention to negotiate. In the House, for example, that would gun bills would be in that category. In the Senate, they passed a bill to add transgender individuals to the state's civil rights protections. However, the two sides have compromised on some big items, K-12 spending, tax cuts for business. As Senator Gronsdahl is fond of saying, this is the best we can get with divided government, namely a Democratic Senate and the GOP in charge of the House and the governor's office.
Well, on that note, what do you think the best we can get for adjournment will be?
Well, you've probably noticed that the vibe I'm getting on that changes from week to week.
I've caught that.
But the House and Senate settled on what's called the joint budget targets, as you said, overall levels of spending. That was a big obstacle, and now work is beginning in earnest on the budget. As I've said, people at the Capitol care about the adjournment date a lot more than people outside the Capitol, but I'm predicting now that they will be close to their scheduled April 19th adjournment.
In the week ahead, Joyce, what else are you watching?
Well, back on water quality, Senate Democrats say they will unveil their bill this week. Up to now, the water quality initiatives have come from Republicans.
Also, it's Monday, so that means it's legislative day at noon on River to River. What's on the program today, Joyce?
We're going to talk about the penny sales tax for school infrastructure that's been under discussion this year. It's supposed to go to schools for their building projects. This year, it has generated all kinds of ideas for how to spend it on other things.
All right. Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay.